You're listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Here's your host, Willie Desjardins.
What's going on, my friends? I got another podcast. You know what? I haven't really made a podcast in a while. YouTube came up with a system, and it's been there a couple months, where you can have the podcast as a part of your YouTube channel as a playlist. So what I was doing is some of the older podcasts that I have back when I was coming in and downloading, I was implemented where I can get all my podcasts through YouTube, because some of that is monetized as well. So, but tonight we want to talk about ChatGPT, the prompts for marketing strategies. Now, I know if you were born upon a rock, you know about the ChatGPT, the AI software, and there are more AI softwares that are coming out. And I'm telling you, everybody, with the technology that is out there, far as just getting your traditional writer, you're not going to get them like you used to. So you might as well start to get ready for it. Now, I can say this. Some of these writers probably are using ChatGPT, and what they doing is they're coming in and helping them get started, so to cut down their time, and then they're coming in and proofreading and adding their little twist to it to make it a little bit more unique. So, but I'm just telling, the next 4 or 5 years, the technology is gonna come to where it's gonna really take over. So guys, you might as well go ahead and get on that train. And if you are a marketer and you're looking for content, because content still is king, regardless of that, content is still is king. So, but everything with the ChatGPT is not just all what it is. The key to it is having prompts, guys. You have to have the correct prompts, and then you have to go through the prompts and proofread what you're getting out of the prompts, because that's just the key to it. So because you have a ChatGPT site, I mean, using ChatGPT, that don't mean that you're successful with it. There are prompts that you have to use to help you be successful with. And some of those prompts you got to go through, and you got to test the content. You got to make sure the content is SEO optimized and things of that nature. But, you know, we're not going to get into that. What we're going to talk about tonight is we're going to talk about some prompts that you can get. Now, I got a prompt from, I can take a look at it right quick while we're here, even though this is a podcast. Eventually, guys, my podcast is going to be video, and it's going to be, it will be the podcast video. I'm getting ready to get that out. We're probably talking about August before I get that going. But yes, guys, we will have where I'm on video on the YouTube channel, and if you're in your vehicle, you can get to see the same thing on, if you're just listening to a feed from a podcast. Now, I have a tool, it's some prompts that I bought, and it's called the AIPRM for ChatGPT. I use those prompts, but I'm telling you guys, you can go to the Etsy store. I'm in the process of becoming affiliate, so I will not have an affiliate link in the show notes, but I will have a nice article just talking about what ChatGPT can do for you. But tonight I just want to go through some of the prompts that I bought from the Etsy stores. I'm very impressed, because a lot of people are taking these prompts and they putting them in packages and they're reselling them, guys. I'm just telling you, the prompts are out there. So, but like I said, I have a lot of prompts, but you have to go through there and see which one works with what you're doing. So I'm just going to kind of go through a couple of them tonight, just to make sure you just kind of tell you what I've got out of them, you know, just to take a look at some of these prompts. Like I got a prompt with, I bought a package from the Etsy store for, man, I'm talking about $4, and it had 100,000 prompts. I'm just telling you, 100,000 prompts, so like $4. So I'm just trying to tell you, if you're not really pushing content to your blogs or to the Medium sites or things of that nature, and you're not using the chat GPT, man, something is wrong. Guys, this is right here is a revolutionized way of being able to get content to your site with no problem, and nothing should just, you know, run your what I call content marketing thing up, you know. So I'm just telling you guys, you can really do well with this chat GPT. Just look at some of the categories that I got. Now I'm just, you got to choose what you want. The acts as prompts. They got jailbreak ideas, entrepreneurs, favorite prompts, R&B 101. That's, you know, if you want to do that kind of biz, a resume, time manager, stress manager, better sleep, small business tips, Facebook strategy, social media for products, social media for service, career, business essentials, YouTube, Twitter, email, social. I'm talking about, this is just the category. Now, when I click on it, you know, let's just say social media outreach. I'm going to click on one of these prompts and just to see what that looked like. Let's look at that. So look at, wow. I'm looking at these prompts, man, and I'm going down, and I'm, man, to be honest with you, man, I am really, really impressed with this. Let's just look at some of these categories. Yeah, over-delivering. How can I over-deliver on my product to exceed customer expectation? This is prompts that you could use to create a post or something to outreach towards your people through social media. I mean, I'm looking at this category here. Let's go down here and see how many prompts that are in here. I'm still strolling. Man, just on that level is nearly 500. That's nearly 500. Okay. And you're reaching out to your social media. So you could come in and create some kind of content that's social media, and then you can put a picture that match this content. And really quickly, you just have to be consistent. They got an email marketing category. You know, look at, how can I create an email list for my business? How can I grow my email list? How can I segment my email list for more targeting marketing? And the segment comes with over time when people start opting in and they start reading your list, and then you get the segment. And segment is like you put people in a special category where you can market to them, you know. So I'm just telling you, look at all this stuff, man. Twitter, you got questions you can ask for Twitter. You got questions you can ask for YouTube. I mean, I'm talking about, man. And this is just one little product that I bought. You know, I am just telling you, if you guys have not got on the chat GPT or AI software, or because they're out there and they're going to increasingly, let me say that right, because it's not a word. It's going to increase, guys. I'm just telling you. And this AI technology is going to get better, and what you need to do is get involved and just get involved and start messing with it, start twinkling with it, because they're out there. Because I was looking at a video the other day, and you would not believe this, they use the chat GPT to actually get reviews on let me say it the way I'm supposed to say it, because I even have an account to it. It's these audiobooks. man, let me tell you something. These audiobooks are hot because people wants to. And if you're riding and you're driving a vehicle and you got a book that you want to read to you, man, you can just Bluetooth it through the audiobook and just let it play while you ride. I'm talking about this thing. I didn't believe in it in the beginning, and I tested it, and it's pretty good, man. It is pretty good. You can sit back and listen to a book, and they have people who narrated with beautiful voices. I'm just trying to tell you. And what this guy was doing, he was getting reviews on certain books that was popular, that was the audiobook, and he was getting content created through the chat GPT, and he just was creating about 4 or 5 posts a day, and he was making commission using Medium as a source of income. Because you gotta think about it. Medium is an authority site, plus the other members who join Medium gets the email of your content, so you get it distributed, guys. I'm just trying to tell you. So I'm just telling you, this chat GPT strategy, I'm just telling you, for marketing, go to your Etsy stores. Now, like I said, I won't have an affiliate link in the show notes. I just got an article that I would like to put in the show notes so you guys can read, so you guys can look at some things, all what this chat GPT can do. I'm just telling you, it is awesome. So I'm just trying to tell you, I wanted to do this quick podcast to talk about it. Hopefully I will have this piece of content up tomorrow, but I'm just telling you, my, even on my YouTube channel, we will be touring, going through, showing you strategies and things that you could do with a chat GPT to take your internet marketing career and your thing to the next level. So guys, I try to keep my podcast around 10 minutes because I, you know, eventually I want to get into having guests on my podcast, but I want to have guests that's proven guests that's in the business and their business is being successful. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. So guys, I just want to cut this short. It is on a Friday night, getting ready for the 4th of July weekend. Guys, take care and be blessed, and I'll see you guys the next time around. And I won't take long. I had my grandbaby here for the entire month of June, and I don't get to see her, but probably 2 times, maybe 3 times out of the year. And the reason why I hadn't made a podcast, she wants to be on the podcast with me. She will turn 10 in the morning. Well, she's already 10 at her time. She's in the Eastern time. And I didn't make a script for her to talk. So eventually when she get back, I might put on this podcast with me just to get some things done. So guys, take care. Be blessed, my friends, and I'll check you out the next time. Take care.
You have been listening to the Marketer DNA Podcast, your internet marketing for business advice. Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel. I hope to have you here on the next episode.